Good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools and ideas to move your business forwards. And we are so incredibly blessed to have just an amazing couple joining us. In fact, this couple just won 8-star Golden Circle, which means they're pulling down now, what, $15,000 a week, not counting any of the leadership pools or any of that. So they are just rocking the house. They've been involved in the company now for 4.5 years. And they, you know what, the thing that I think I love most about this amazing dynamic couple is that they're family-oriented. They're building with 2 young children. In fact, when they first started, they had a 3-year-old. They had a 6-year-old when they started, and I guess the other was a twinkle in Andrew's eye. So it is my absolute privilege to bring to the line none other than the newest Take Action Team 8-star platinums, or soon to be platinums, Angie and Andrew Logan. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Woz, how are you?
Thank you, Warren. Thank you. We're really well, thank you.
Well, I'm doing fantastic, Andrew, and thank you for asking. And I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to join us and really share your journey to 8-star, because I'm sure 4.5 years ago, you would have never believed what's happening was possible.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, especially since, if I understand correctly, Andrew, didn't you have a little bit of a bad experience in network marketing in the past?
Yes, Warren. One of the reasons I was very, very reluctant, I'd said sort of no to Jen and Jono about Isogenics for a good 6 months before even getting started. And a lot of that was to do with a very negative experience I'd had with a network marketing company about 10 years earlier. And unfortunately, once bitten, twice shy. And I just had said I'd never go back and do one of those things again. And so as much as I loved Jen and Jono, I just didn't want to go down that path again. So when we came in very, very much for the products. And there was no interest in anything else, and they were hidden up the back of the closet, and no one would see them, and no one was going to hear about them, and I was going to do it my way on my own without anyone ever knowing.
Now, to fill in a little bit, I know, Andrew, you're a physiotherapist, and I know, Angie, you're involved in the sort of the medical world administratively wise. So I think you guys over your careers have been approached by lots and lots of individuals to have you join a network marketing company.
Yes. I used to work with sports teams as well. So you'd see a lot of things and, a lot of people with a lot of theories, and I could just never saw anything that actually worked. I never saw anyone have any real success with anything.
Warren, I had years earlier as well, probably in my very early 20s, but back at that point, when you're in your early 20s, most people aren't really thinking of the long-term health and thinking about vitamins and supplements and whatever. So I just sort of viewed them all as these desperate sales people and just didn't sort of have too much interest at all, actually.
Well, this is important because I really want people to realize that you've been in Isogenics under 5 years. You've managed to get to 8-stars. So many people think, it's too late. Well, you're proving them wrong, and we have many up-and-coming leaders that are doing the exact same thing. I think the timing right now is better than ever, Andrew. And I think it's also important for the listeners to know that you weren't professional network marketers. In fact, it really sounds like you had quite an aversion to it. Tell me what got you to try the product. Because, I mean, you said no to Jen and Jono for 6 months. What changed? What caused you to say, well, okay, I'm willing to try the product?
Eventually was, I think, you know, what I was doing wasn't working, and I had seen Jen and Jono get great product experiences, and I'd seen other people that I trained with get great product experiences, and I was doing everything that I was told to do as a physio, as a health professional, and everything that I was preaching to patients, but I just wasn't feeling the benefits, and I would eat clean, and I would train, and I'd just come home exhausted, and there was a competitive aspect to it in that I'm very competitive, and people using Isogenics were beating me at the gym, so I had to beat them somehow. And the clincher was really that we were getting married in September that year, and it was coming into the end of May, and I was trying, and I just couldn't shift those last sticky 5 kilos, and I wanted to look good for our wedding day. I wanted to have nice photos that I could, you know, be proud of. So it was very much a, okay, last resort, I'll do it, and it'll shut Jen and Jono up, and it probably won't work, but if nothing else, I'll lose some weight, and I'll look good on my wedding day.
And Warren, I did it to shut Andrew up, basically. So 12 months after him, he came to me. We were looking to have baby number two, and he said, you know, I want you to have a really good clean out, and this would be great for you. And I was just like, what are you talking about? Isn't this for athletes? And he's like, no. So
hang on a second. You're telling me Andrew's been taking the product for 12 months, and you haven't been taking them. You're more than just the stubborn wife to be. Or wife, yeah. I mean, it was like, no, honey, this is okay. It's fine for you to do it, but don't expect me to have any of those shakes. And so 12 months later, he managed to twist your arm.
He did. But, Warren, the interesting thing was in that 12 months, and I spoke about this briefly at SKO, he never actually told me what it was all about and the benefits of it. Basically, this brown cardboard box turned up full of all these products, and I saw these incredible results he was having, but I thought that it was like protein powders for athletes and active people. And although I was very active as a parent, I didn't do regular exercise. So at no point he'd actually sat down with me and talked to me about what the system actually was and that it was for everyone. So when he did, then I thought, oh, okay, well, thanks for after 12 months actually sharing with me what this is that you're actually doing. But 1 week in, I absolutely fell in love with it. I had incredible results. Working in a hospital that was, you know, a very, especially a cardiac and high dependency ward, there was a lot of obesity and sickness and illness around me. So I did hold my health in a very high regard, but I was pretty much surviving on sugar and caffeine, which we all know is not good. So for me to be fueled naturally, I lost a few kilos. I was sleeping better. I had so much more energy, and I felt more productive as a parent and as a worker and all the rest of it. I fell in love with it, and I really wish that he'd have sat down with me well before then, and we'd started together, but it wasn't the case. It's better late than never. So that's how I got going.
Wow. So
Warren, I'm biting my tongue slightly.
No.
I'll tell you my version another day.
Smart thing. Let this one go down in the files. That you should have spoken up sooner. I think that's a wise, wise decision. So I love it, though, because the reality is for the first 12 months, Andrew, you really weren't building the business. Your wife wasn't yet on board. But there was a turning point, and I understand that. I mean, it was so significant that it changed everything for you, and that really had to do with meeting some, I guess, industry leaders or some strong leaders from North America that came to Australia. And there was just there was a turning point there. Can we talk about that? Because I think this is a massive takeaway for our listeners, just to be aware how impactful it can be.
Sure, Warren. There's a you'll understand this very well. There is this very, very common misconception that it's all about getting in early. And if you just get in early, it's very, very easy. But two things about getting in early. And the first thing is that you start with a very, very limited product range. And so just going on, you know, with what Angie was saying, when Isagenix started in Australia, we had very, very, very limited products. We didn't have any of the AMPed and eShots and all that we sort of had. And so until I really started digging deeper, it was still more of a weight loss program, and I didn't quite understand it as a full nutrition program. So that's why I'd never spoken to Angie too much about it, because she didn't need to lose weight. The other side of that as well is that when you're in early, there you don't have the sort of trailblazers that you know that are having fantastic business success. And you'll read about these people, you know, like Susan Sly or something, but they're just these names and you never meet them. And they're these people who live in another country kind of thing. So from the business side of things, I certainly dabbled. I signed a few mates up that saw my changes and stuff like that, but I couldn't see it as a way that we could, you know, replace our income and find freedom, because the only people I knew who were doing Isagenix and having success were Jen and Jono, and they were making, you know, a couple of hundred dollars a week, and they were getting a nice extra income coming in. But for us, with me owning a physio practice and the jobs and professions that we had, we needed much, much more than that for this to be something that could replace our incomes. And so initially it was very hard to see that grand picture, because you didn't know anyone actually creating freedom. There were just people getting some extra cash at the start. So it wasn't until I met Sean and Carrie Lynn, who people in this call would all probably know of, and part of your big ultimate team, Oren, and they were people who had this lifestyle of freedom and had the business growth and income and residual income to lead this beautiful life with their family, where they traveled and did everything that I wanted to do. And suddenly actually meeting someone like that face-to-face and just discovering that they're really nice people and they're genuine people, because the people I met in the previous company were all not very genuine people, and it was all about the car you drove and the watch you had and the suit you were wearing. And here were Sean and Carrie Lynn, who were just two genuine people, and we sat down and we got to know each other and we talked about their lifestyle and their freedom, and suddenly there was clarity and reality to the vision that this was actually something we could do, and I just hadn't had that reality. And so that's then when I went home and started to actually talk to Andrew about it.
Mm-hmm. I get it, and I think that's a real important factor. I know Sean and Carrie Lynn well, and I mean, they are certainly living the lifestyle, but they're so down to earth, and they'll take time to work with people and share and really try to make a difference. And I imagine that's really what resonated with you, was here's a ordinary couple, granted extraordinary as well, but an ordinary couple similar to Arlene and I, you and Angie, Jen and Jono, that are actually doing well. And I guess that increased your belief level that you could do it too.
Yeah, and so that's when I came home that evening and said to Angie, look, you know, I think this is something that we can do into the future, and this is something that could, you know, potentially provide us with some freedom. And because we were actively talking about increasing the family. And so that's then when Angie Angie was like, well, I'll support you. And I said, no, I don't want you just to support me. I want you to do this with me. I want this to be us. And that's then when she very, very reluctantly had her first ever shake for breakfast and kickstarted her first ever 30-day cleanse. But Warren, she was not an easy product person to sponsor. She put up a lot of friction at the start.
You know what? You're not going to be the first person, Angie, to resist the husband's wishes. I know Kyle twisted Megan's arms for months on end before she reluctantly got on board. So you're certainly not the only one. But Angie, share with me So you had your first shake. Like you believed in your husband, what he was saying, and, yes. and you were willing to give it a go, which you did.
Yes.
Where was the turning point for you? Because, like, I understand that giving your sort of a medical background for you, you really wanted to understand, like, the importance of the products and what was really going on. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I'll backtrack a little bit. Before I actually had my first shake, when I was going to work, Bundaberg had just sort of started, you know, Isagenics was starting to move through there. And a few people had said to me, oh, you know, is Andrew doing Isagenics? And I said, yeah. And they would ask me about it. And I said, oh, look, you know, he's lost weight. He loves it. You should give it a go. And they're like, well, if it's so good, why aren't you doing it? And I had a few people say that to me. And then I thought, well, so it sort of planted a few little seeds in my mind. So then when I did eventually get started and I took my blender to work and I was having some shakes there, the first day, well, when I got home that evening, I was already consultant. Two of the ladies were ready to get going, and it was a classic example of I just said, look, I really don't know what it is, but this is what it's meant to do, and I'm going to give it a go and see what happens. And the ladies that got going with me had exceptional results. My mum also started, and she's still going today. So I kicked some unhealthy caffeine and sugar habits. And then Andrew and I went to, so this was April, and then I fell pregnant later that month. And then in July we went to an ICU Uni event, and we learned a bit more about the products, but we were both just feeling so good, and it became more about wanting to know why we're feeling so good, what's in this stuff and what sets it apart from anything else out there. So we went to Vegas in the August, and I was, you know, sort of further along in my pregnancy at that point. So I spent a fair bit of time listening to the product vignettes, and I was, you know, going up and meeting the doctors and the scientists behind it and listening to them talking about the products and how everything works. And it just blew my mind. I'd never heard of anything like it, and to know that everything was clean and natural and so good for our bodies, and it just made so much sense. Andrew felt exactly the same way, so we were just busting to get home and start really getting in and sharing this for the financial benefits, but also, and we've all done this, we all think of, oh, this would be great for this person or for this person, and so, it was that really huge love and passion for the products that sort of drove, you know, the next steps to progressing towards our goals.
So that was the really big turning point for you, was the understanding that, I guess, these yes. products were so much more than just a weight loss program. I mean, I think you left there, and many of us have, that we left there with this belief that, oh my goodness, we want to keep these products in our body on an ongoing basis for the rest of our life. I mean, there's so much benefit to it. And I guess, Andrew, you as a physiotherapist, I mean, you have a strong understanding of products as well. I mean, what do you sort of have to say about that?
Yeah, definitely as a trained health professional, you're trained to be skeptical, and you're trained to unfortunately, you're trained to be a little bit closed-minded, and so that's why one of the many reasons it took me a little while to get going. And then, like Andrew said, once we sort of went along to these events and started just to open the mind a little bit more to newer research and newer evidence, the thing that I really loved from the physiotherapy point of view was that, you know, all day and all through my career, you'd have people come in, and you know, they're on the table while you're treating them, and they're saying, oh, you know, I'm thinking about getting some glucosamine, or I'm thinking about getting some chondroitin or some Omega. You know, can you recommend a good brand to me? And meanwhile, they've got, you know, a sausage roll and a can of Coke or something that they've half eaten and brought in before the treatment. And you're thinking, well, there's no real point having a glucosamine if you're also going to have a can of Coke and a sausage roll. And so one of the things that really, really attracted me to Isagenix was the completeness of the system. And it was saying, guys, like, here is everything. Here is everything you need in one box. And all you have to do is just open it and start putting it in your body. You don't have to go out and get all the different things and trying to match it all together in the right concentrations or anything. You just open the box, put it in your body, and great things are going to happen.
Wow. And they certainly are. So I was that also for you, I mean, being a practitioner, you were starting to see the evidence and the proof that these products actually really impacted lives on a first-hand basis.
Oh, definitely. And Warren, we have what's called evidence-based practice and eminence-based practice in health. And basically evidence-based is when you have like our Skidmore studies and our University of Illinois Chicago studies. And then you have your eminence-based practice, which is just, you know what, I put those in my body and I feel amazing. And then my friend put them in his body and he felt amazing. And then my wife put products in her body and she felt amazing. And the overwhelming proof that was just coming through in the product results we were getting with our friends and family, you just couldn't ignore. And then to have the scientific evidence that's coming out and continues to come out is the icing on the cake.
Love it. Love it. So at this point, you're going along, you're probably, about one star, so roughly around $600 a week. Where was the first turning point for you guys that things were starting to happen and you were starting to get excited about, oh my goodness, like, could we double this? Like, talk to me along that journey, like when you hit one or two star, because I know you've now achieved eight star, but talk to me around the beginning stages of your build. What were some of the turning points that really launched your business? Were there any like significant events? I know for you personally, getting to the event, seeing what was taking place, meeting with the doctors, I mean, that raised your belief level and you had firsthand experience with other people, but what was one of the turning points that really launched your business?
I think Angie falling pregnant was a fantastic business building activity because it gave us a time frame that we had to get things going. Yeah. You know, we couldn't just dabble anymore. And so Vegas was certainly a very, you know, eye-opening, life-changing event, and the people and the doctors we met, we were around one star then. It was then coming home and about 2 months later where we had a university in action with David Wood down in Sydney. And that was then that sort of really then just took us to the whole new level. And that's where we walked out of that event and we were, you know, we weren't dipping our toe in anymore. We were head first. And that's, we basically a week or two after hit executive two star after that event. And that meant that Angie, you know, didn't have to worry about her maternity leave. But then it gave us the belief that, you know what, like, this isn't just about Angie's maternity leave anymore. Maybe I can start to step away as well. And so 12 months after that event, I was able to step away from my business and sell my business. And now we're full-time parents, which is just absolutely fantastic. And it really came back to that sort of Vegas UIA, the 2 to 3 month span there where everything really accelerated.
Warren, two things that sorry, darling, you still going?
I'm done.
I was just going to, can I, oh no, you go, sorry.
You go, Angie, you go.
We can't see each other, so I can't. I was just going to say two things that really stood out for me. One of them was obviously falling pregnant when I first started. So for people that get really disheartened about not having a before and after picture, like, I mean, I gained 12 kilos, so it wasn't like I could go to people, like, I was getting bigger and bigger, and I did, you know, so it was more, you know, how some people get really hung up on, they say, but I haven't got a great before and after picture, and, you know, really, that doesn't matter. It's just, you're still just sharing your experience. So that meant a lot to me, but I think the thing that really drove us as well, particularly me, was being able to, you know, the week before I was due to go back to work, I went into work, and my boss thought I was there to get my roster for coming back. And I said, actually, no, I'm here to resign. And we'd always gotten along quite well, but, you know, she was quite tough on us all. And in my mind, I was thinking to myself, this is incredible. Like, the time that I've been away, and I'm now out earning, you know, her. And she was a manager that was overseeing like 50 odd people on a very good wage. So that was really powerful for both of us, particularly for me, knowing that that was the case. I mean, she would have gone and spent years and years at uni, and we'd just taken a plunge, said yes to something, and got to work and built something pretty incredible, which meant we could be home with the babies.
Wow. And that is huge. I mean, that is so huge. And as you said before, it was replacing your income, actually doing better than replacing your income, that really, I know for you, Andrew, set it up to, oh my goodness, like if we keep doing this, I may be in a position where I can like sell my physio practice and become like a full-time dad. And that being said, I know you guys still very actively build your business. You've sort of switched from one job to the other because you're certainly not retired. You're actively supporting your team and continuing to build, which is, it's leadership through like truly being in the field and doing it. Now, Andrew, I know both of you are really big on leveraging the different seasons of the year. We have Christmas coming up. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Just some of the things that you do as leverage points, again, to build your business?
Sure, Woz. I think, you know, we're coming into the end of November, and this is a time where, you know, sort of traditional business and traditional employment, this is when people start to kind of wind back and you know, they just want to coast to the end of the year. They've given all their energy. But for us, you know, there's nothing greater in your business than momentum, you know. I mean, and so when you have it, you don't want to let go, and you don't want to just like let go of everything you've built all through the year. You want to keep pushing. And I think Christmas time is a perfect time to be out there sharing your story. There are so many great things about Christmas and what Isogenics can do for someone around the Christmas period that makes it a perfect time to really be putting the foot to the floor. Like, you know, if someone has that big family reunion, you know, imagine how much happier you'd be at the family reunion if we helped you lose some weight. And rather than waiting for New Year's, like, let's get you started now. Let's get your 30-day done now so that when you see your family, you know, you could be 5-10 kilos difference, and they're going to notice that, and you're going to be the happiest person at Christmas Day, or even your staff Christmas party. Maybe there's a dress that you haven't been able to fit into for years, and what if we could help you fit into that dress and feel amazing and really be happy with yourself and know that you've earned it at the staff Christmas party. And then even just from the financial aspect, you know, what if we could help you have a really, really good month? What if we could help you get a few extra friends on board? And then you've got some extra money for the kids at Christmas, and you can buy some extra presents, our higher leaders, like, let's get you up into that next star, have a really good month in the leadership bonus pools when everyone else is sort of easing back. You can have a great month in the leadership bonus pools, and then, you know, there's your Christmas sorted, there's everything, you know, there's that extra paycheck that can just make Christmas such a more enjoyable time, rather than stressing about how you're going to pay for the social functions and pay for the kids' presents. We all enjoy a festive season, and the Canadians and Aussies, we all enjoy that little indulgence. Wouldn't it be great to know that you're right on top of things, so you can have that nice Christmas day, but then you're not going to wake up and feel terrible the next day because you've just completely disgraced yourself.
But okay, so Andrew, I got a question for you, because I know this comes up, is what about when you get individuals that are going, like, you know what, Andrew, I'd love to try that, but I'm going to wait to the new year because I have all these Christmas parties to go to, and there's just no way that I'm going to do like two shakes a day and not have any wine over all these different Christmas functions. Like, how do you deal with all the activities that someone's going to be involved with to get them to agree to say, yes, okay, I'll do this? Like, do you do some sort of modified program? What do you tell them?
Well, I don't think you need to modify it too drastically, more just really breaking it down for them. Well, like, okay, you know, if we started tomorrow and then you're going to finish, you know, around Christmas Day kind of thing, you may have realistically two or three social functions in that 30 days. It kind of seems almost overwhelming. We seem to be so busy around Christmas, but it's really only a handful of social functions. And there's no reason why before the staff Christmas party, you can't go and, you know, have a late afternoon shake, or, you know, an early dinner shake kind of thing. And then when you get to the party, you're not going to be starving. You're not going to be hooking into all the sort of salty, fatty, horrible foods that they serve up as finger food sort of thing at the party. And you can just enjoy the party again because you're not starving. And so just talking through them that we're not, you know, we're not depriving you of anything. You can enjoy the staff party, but, you know, just have a shake before you go, and then you're not going to be starving and picking out. And, you know, you can have your couple of drinks, but just making better choices along the way as well.
Love it. I absolutely love it. And that's such a huge point, that before you go out, I mean, if you're trying to adapt this lifestyle, which is so fantastic energy-wise and everything else, is before you go to one of these parties, I love it, have a shake before you go, just so that your body isn't craving all this crazy stuff. And then, as you said, just be responsible. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, and then right from the start, we're putting that lifestyle mentality into their head that this isn't, you know, 30 days of absolutely nothing enjoyable. This is the first 30 days in a whole lifestyle where we're changing your whole, you know, mentality of food and lifestyle and nutrition. And if that means that for 28 days you're perfect and two of them you're not, you know, you're a little bit off the rails, but that's okay because it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. And Warren, we're both very conscious of as well of, well, we've sort of timed it. So we are doing the Isobody Challenge together, and we finished just before Christmas. So even like right now, right through, you know, we're always, you know, posting that we're at the gym or healthy meals, and trying to set that example for people as well and motivate them. So it's not like we're just telling people to do things that we're not doing it ourselves. And as Andrew said, we've said to them, you know, if you have a glass of wine here and there, you've got a Christmas party, then enjoy it, because you can easily undo the damage you've done, get back on track for the next week. And then I think too, like, as well as, you know, when Christmas Day comes, you can enjoy it that much more, because by then, you know, they've sort of reached whatever goal, or they're working towards the goal they've set for themselves. So there's not so much of that big peak and trough. They can find that balance that works for them. And then we talk about as well, when the new year kicks in, that's when they can look at really doing quite a strict 30 days, and that there will be a big group that are all doing it together. But we let them know that we're doing it with them, and that we're supporting them 100%, and that we can tweak it and work it around whatever they've got going on.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I absolutely love it. And you're correct. We can tweak it for our cleansers, for people that are coming in. I mean, you can massage this program. The most important thing, as we all know, is just to get the nutrients in the body to help the body cleanse, right? That cleansing tea has a lot of different herbs that supports the liver, right? I mean, there's just, it makes sense. You're better off to start now so that you get through Christmas not putting on any weight. Most people go through the holiday season and they can be like, they can put on 5 or 10 pounds or 3 to 6 kilos. And why do that? Why not start the year not up and then hit it hard as part of your New Year's resolutions? I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, you guys, you went along, and I know you hit a little bit of a plateau. But the beginning of this year, I understand that the two of you really sat down, you set some serious goals. You really wanted to make this your year that you really sort of launched your business. Do you want to talk about that? Like, what caused you to really, again, shift gears and do things differently?
Yeah, we'll put our hand up and say that, you know, last year we certainly enjoyed our residual and we'd moved to a new town and a new baby in the house, and we just sort of were enjoying things a bit. And then, start of this year, we sort of sat down at the very start of the year and thought, you know what, like this, you know, this business model allows us to make fantastic changes in our life. And this could be our year where we really we knuckle down, we set the goals and we set the intentions. And if we really work hard together and bring our really good friends with us, we can change our children's future forever. And it's sort of that 12 months. And then, looking ahead, you know, Jack would be starting school and all those sorts of things down the track. And it was, you know, imagine if we could just, you know, put the blinkers on now and really focus on things. And then that would allow us to sort of, you know, set up the rest of our lives. And so we wrote down six goals, I guess the power of goal setting. And we wrote down six very, very lofty goals. And we were kind of like, you know, can we really write that down on paper? And to be honest, we'll probably actually only hit two of the six goals. But still, like, you know, it's been such an amazing year. And when Angie ticked the 8-star by December 1 goal on the fridge on Monday afternoon, it was a nice little little celebration moment in the house, that because when we'd put that down, I think we were cycling 60 or 70 times a week, and that meant sort of our business growing 3 to 4 times greater. And to put it down, it seemed a bit crazy, but this is the business model that allows you to do that, to say, look, we're going to work our butts off for a year and look how much it can change our children's future.
Wow. So you're telling me you started the year at 60 to 70 cycles. You must have spiked up. You were, what, 5-star?
Yeah, about it was August 2014, we'd sort of gone on a bit of a run and we'd spiked and we'd had a spike and got up to 5-star. But then it took us another 12 months actually before we hit it a second time. And so we'd sort of spiked and then we'd sort of had a plateau and then another little spike. And then so we were sort of back in that little lull plateau coming into sort of December, January at the start of this year. We got to work. So essentially, that was our starting point. And we believed in the company and the products and the vision. And we just knew we had to get to work. And what could we achieve? Imagine if we could achieve this by the end of the year, how much our kids' future would be secured.
Mm.
Wow.
Lauren, we'd pushed so hard for 7-star, and it took everything out of us. But then, I'm getting shot by the kids. We'd spent time with Jen and Jono and worked really close with the team, and it just kind of felt like a bit of a race. You know, when you've been running for so long and you're getting towards the end, and you look ahead and you think we're nearly there, and just don't slow back. So we just kept pushing and pushing, and doing it together is so good. We pop each other up and help each other, and then Monday we hit it, and it was an incredible day because we'd gotten up. Andrew went to the gym, I went to the gym. Oceana's homeschooled, so Andrew spent time with her doing that, and then we were both on calls, frantically putting enrollments through and on Zoom calls, and it all came together beautifully.
Wow. Now, the other thing, again, massive congratulations, because to think you started the year around 60, 70, 80 cycles, and to be finishing it up hitting 250 is just remarkable. I know you didn't do it alone. And I know a big part of your success was you had a group of other leaders that you really linked arms with. You supported them, and you guys sort of built together as a team. To sort of wrap up the call, do you want to speak into that? Because I know that is really, really important. None of us can do it alone. It's a team effort, yet you managed to really pull your team together to create huge results.
Yeah, Warren, that was a big learning experience along the way for us when we had that spike 2 years ago. You know, like we worked our butt off to try and get there, and we sort of realized that we would, you know, we were working and it was kind of like spinning plates, and you can't sustain it forever. And so we had to, you know, bring other leaders along with us, and having other leaders can take time, and you know, it takes time to grow your own leadership and develop with others. But once you have those other leaders going, and then you know they're chasing 3-star, 4-star, 2-star, you know that you've got that leverage and that duplication through the team. That we're getting those sort of that real momentum and the acceleration of our cycles from that. So yeah, at the start of the year, we sat in a room with some of our, you know, really close leaders, and we really talked about where everyone wanted to be at the end of the year. And we were going to, like I said, we're all going to take this as the year that changed our lives, and we just really linked arms. And so the week that we hit 8-star, we had, some of our top leaders just miss out on 4-star, but I think we had 3 or 4 new 1-stars come in. We had a lot of rank advancements, you know, director, manager, executive. We had a lot of 5-cycle clubs. It was just all our leaders sort of reaching down to their people as well. And let's get everyone psyched up for this end of the year, and let's everyone, you know, really enjoy the last couple of months. And then obviously what that then duplicated up for our cycles meant that we were able to reach that goal that we'd set of 8-star.
Right. Now, I guess the starting point I really want to push out is you got together with a group of your leaders at the beginning of the year, and you guys, you had, not only did you and Ange set goals, but you actually had your team members set goals. Where do you want to be come the end of the year? And what I like about that is, like, you worked with them, and as you were approaching the end of the year, where a lot of people take their foot off the gas pedal, you rallied the troops, and you guys all were pushing like to finish the year strong, which you clearly are. And I think that's a massive takeaway, because I mean, clearly it worked. And again, I just want to congratulate you guys on that one.
Well, thank you, Warren.
You were about to say something, Angie?
Oh no, the kids were for saying something to me, so I was thanking you and I was nodding my head at them for something.
No,
can you hear them?
I can hear them, and you know what, that's the beautiful thing. Here we are doing a team call that 2,000 to 4,000 people are going to listen to, and I mean, this is reality. You guys have young kids, that's part of it. What I love about this business is Arlene and I have 3 boys, and we've built this business. Caden was 6 months old when we got started, and he's grown up through this. And this is a business where you can do it with your family, and you guys clearly are. So again, I just want to thank both of you so very much for your time this evening, just sharing your journey and the things that, like, it is important to have our team members meet other leaders. That's one of the great things about events, is you get to introduce team members to these amazing people that will speak belief into them, to understanding the products, right? Like, it was as your belief in the products went up, so did your sharing. And again, it wasn't that you needed to become a product expert, but it was being able to share, hey, in this brown box, you're getting it all, like a complete nutritional system, and it's so much more than weight loss. I think it's huge, goal setting and having your leadership buy in. You guys shared so much incredible information. Again, I just want to say, hey, continued success. I know you need to hit 8 star a couple more times and you will be platinum, and I know that's just around the corner. Again, guys, thank you so very, very much for your time, and enjoy the family.
Warren, thank you for having us on the call, and thank you for all the support that, you guys give us as well.
It's my treat.
Yes, thank you very much, Warren, and, enjoy your, weekend in Orlando.
You better believe it. I know you're at a university in action, impacting a lot of lives there. And again, that's what we do. We attend events. We bring team members to events. And we inspire people to the possibility of living a fuller life. So with that, everyone, have an absolutely amazing week. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Good night, everyone. Take care.